We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning around 7 lines from the top, close to the beginning of a line, Vatahar. We're talking about Hosea. Hosea went ahead and married Goymer Bas Devlayim, Vatahar Vatelad Loi Ben. She became pregnant, she had a son. Vayemah Hashem Elov, Hashem told him, Kro Shmo Yisrael. Call this boy Yisrael. Ki oid ma'at, the Pasuk says, Ki oid ma'at, the fact of Vakati as the May Yisrael, are Beis Yehu, Veshafti Mimalchus Beis Yisrael. So the pasuk on the pasuk is that Hashem said, "Call him Yisrael," because there was a ma'isa where Yehu killed the family of Achav in the place called Yisrael, and because Achav was noshkin tzaddik, he was over the Vedizara, but it was a taina on Yehu, since Yehu himself also was over the Vedizara, therefore it was a taina on him. He went and killed Achav, and therefore Hashem said, "I'm destroying Malchus Beis Yisrael. I mean, no more Malchus Beis Yisrael." Very, very soon, Beis Yehu will be gone, will be no Malchus, all going to go to Galus. The 10 Shvatim went to Galus, it's going to happen soon. That's what calling Lashon Yisrael after that shame. But also, it has to do, like Rashi and Tosfos speak out, Al Shema Asid, that Klai Yisrael will go into Galus. Yisrael is a Lashon of planting and winnowing. That was the Lashon of Yisrael. They were calling this son, Yisrael, to Al Shem, that La'osid, Klai Yisrael will go into Galus. That was the first child. His name is Israel. V'tar oid v'teilud bas, she had another baby, a girl this time, v'yem eloi, and Hashem told him, kara shema loy ruchama, call her name, no rachmanis, ki loy oisiv oid rachmanis beis Yisrael, because I'm not going to have rachmanis v'klai Yisrael anymore, ki nasa esalem, am I going to be mechap of them, or give them a kapara, it's loshen bitmiya. That was the second child. So the children will have names of the galus of the oin shem v'klai Yisrael, Yisrael loshen galus. And Loi Ruchama is self-understood. Vatara told Ben, Vayemer, Karo Shmai calls name Loi Ami. Ki Atam Loi Ami, you're not going to be my nation anymore. Vayanoichi Loi Elechem, I'm not going to be to you anymore. Those are the three children were born to Goymer from Hosea. Lachas no Loshnei Vanam Vasachas, after they had the two boys and one girl, Amal Karish Baruch Hosea, why you learn from Moshe your Rebbe? She came into the bar to Moshe. Once I started talking to him a lot, Pirish from Nisha. He was Pirish from his wife. Af Ata, you also, what are you doing being married? But don't ask for divorce your wife. And the first one speak out that it sounded like a Taina and Hashem is going to divorce his wife. None of them divorced the wife, only was Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a very big kasha, but some of the pshatim that they say is that Hosea was the gadol of the Nevi'im, so maybe he didn't like Moshe, he should have been parished from his wife. Or maybe because she was a Zayin, he should have been parished from his wife. But Akapanim, that's how Hashem tells him, no, you got to get rid of your wife now. I have children from her. I can't just throw her out and divorce her. And the Masha adds on extra knate, she says that if I divorce her and send her away, people are going to say, those children are not my children. Because that's why you're throwing them away. Because she's a Zayna, that's why you're probably throwing them away. We don't want to be mighty last on the children. Well, I can't do that. Omle Karis Baruch Hu, Ma Adashitzuch a Zayna. Ma Adach, your wife is a Zayna. Uvanecha b'nei Zununim. And the children of b'nei Zununim, they're not there. They're not even sure. Im Shalach Heim, Im Shalach Heim, you don't know if they belong to you. Or they belong to someone else. Kach, and you can't get rid of them. Yisrael Shem, b'nei Bechunai, b'nei Avram, Yitzhak Yaakov. They're my children of the people I love. Avram, Yitzhak Yaakov. And you think I could get rid of them? Echad ba'arba kinyanim shekanisa me'alami. Klai Yisrael is one of my four kinyanim. Kinyanim here is a lashon of my most chashuv things that I have in this world. What are the four things that are chashuv? So the Gemara says, Torah, kinyan echa. One of them is Torah. They say, Hashem kinyani reishis darka. You see, it's called kinyan Torah. Shemayim va'aretz is another, Hashem kinyani reishis darka. Shemayim v'aretz is not a kinyan. Kinyan echad. The chesiv kinyan shemayim v'aretz. Beis hamikdash is not a kinyan. Kinyan echad. Chesiv haaretz zeh konzi yeminoi. And Yisrael is not a kinyan echad. The chesiv amzu kanisa. So Klai Yisrael is one of my kinyanim. I just can't get rid of it. Va'ata amarta v'yam v'uva acheres. You tell me to v'mav v'uva acheres. Saying, madach, your children are not even homes and yours. You don't want to get rid of them. You think I want to get rid of my children who are bnei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov? So the interesting mashal over in Chokhmah Shloimah that he asks, that l'chayra, don't we say Roiv Bila's Halakha Chabal? Why do you say that maybe the children are hers? This Roiv Bila's Chabal. So Chazaka. So Mashal, the Chazaka is Roiv Bila's Halakha Chabal. Right, you say you're answering out Zayna. That's a good Teretz. The Chacham Shlomo doesn't say that Teretz. You say, so your Teretz is that because she's a Zayna makes it worse. Yeah, but he protected her. Once she was married, he made sure she wasn't Mazana anymore, Kobe. This is because she's also to him then. So Mashal says that Av Bisrei Bilas Halacha Saka Abal Hocha Shehoya Zokein Shiny. Here he was an older person who was shiny. And here they don't say that. Interesting. Chacham Shleima. Kitzak upon him. That's what's going on. Hashem says, get rid of your thing, and he can't do it. Okay, now he knew. Now he knew his chait already. Given Shiyada Shachata, now Hashem knew that he did a avera by not davening for the Klal Yisrael. He started davening for himself. You're asking Rachma on yourself. Bakesh Rachma Yisrael. Daven for Klal Yisrael. Because of you, I made three gzeres. The gzera of Yisrael, which is Golus, the gzera of Loi Ambi, and the gzera of Loi Rachama, no Rachmanas. Omad Vikas Rachma and Vatla gzera. He went ahead and davened and the Vatla gzera. But his chlevarchim started benching them. Shenemat says, in the beginning of Parak Beis, of Hishaya, Vahoyo, it says in the Pasuk there, Vahoyo, Misbar Bnei Yisrael Kachal Ayom. I'll read the whole Pasuk. Vahoyo, Misbar Bnei Yisrael Kachal Ayom, Shalai Yimad, Lo Yisofer. They're going to be like the sand. You can't even count them. Vahoyo, Mokam Asher Yom Lehem. And when Mokam that I told them, Loi Ami, Atem, Yom Lehem Bnei Kachai. You are my Bnei Kachai. Nikvatsu Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Yisrael, Yachtov. And they're going to be gathered together, which is the opposite of Golos. Vesomu Lehem Roish Echot, Vahoyo, Bnei Oresh, Gigodlo Yom Yisrael. And says the pasuk later on, "Vezeratli ba'aretz v'rechamti es loy ruchama v'amarti loy ami ami atav hu yomer lekoy." So in the pasuk it says that first of all, "V'nikvatsu bnei Yehuda bnei Yisrael yachtov," which means that that's the opposite of galus. And it says, "V'rechamti es loy ruchama v'amarti loy ami ami atav." So in the bracha we see he was chayza on all the klalos that there will be rachamim and there will be ami and there will be v'nikvatsu. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Oylo the Rabbanis, Shemekaberes as Baila. Being a king is not the most, for longevity in your life, it's not a great job. Because four kings died in the same time of these Nevi'im. Oylo the Rabbanis, Shemekaberes as Baila. So, Inukal Konavi, Navi, all those four Nevi'im at that time, Shleikipech Abram Malachim Yamam, they outlived the four Malachim. Shenemar says in the pasuk we know by Hosea it says all four kings by Yeshua the same thing. Chazon Yeshua ben Amoitz Asher Chaza Yehuda vil al Yushalayim and the pasuk says Vimei Uziyo Yoisam Achuz Yechizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. Says in the pasuk the same thing that he also outlived these four kings. So being the king is not always the best job. Om Rabbi Yechanan Pimaz Zocha Yeravam ben Yoyosh Melech Yisrael Imanas Melech Yehuda. In the pasuk of beginning of Hosea, we mentioned that it mentions the name of Yeravam ben Yoyosh. Yeravam ben Yoyosh was one of the last Malchi Yisrael, and it's mentioned in the pasuk of Hosea. The pasuk of Hosea says like this: Devar Hashem Ashahoya al Yishaya ben Be'eriv Mei Uziyo Yosam Achos Yisrael Melech Yehuda. But Mei Yeravam ben Yoyosh Melech Yisrael. So why was he mentioned together with the Malchi Yehuda, which were always the bigger tzaddikim? How is it zoichet to be counted together with them? He was not a kabbalos nahara on amos the navi. Menalon, the imnidichsev v'ashem ashahayel yishev meir v'nezio yosim achaz v'chidim achayuda meir rov v'nyar yosim achayuda. He's going to count together with the other kings. Umnal the kabbalos nahara. The chsev says in the pasuk, "Vayishlach amatzia koyim beisel." Amatzia was a priest in the avodah zara places in Beisel. El Yerava Melech Yisrael, and he sent a message to Yeravam ben Yoyosh, Lamar, Koshar Alecha, that Amos is saying Ben Nevuah about you. The pasuk says, Koshar Alecha, Amos Bekerav Beis Yisrael, Loisucha La'oros La'okas Kol Devaro. He sent him a message, you know, that Amos is saying a terrible Nevuah about you. Bechsiv Koyamar, Amos Bekerav Yamos Yeravam. Amos, Chas V'Shom Amos Yisadakach. No way Amos said that. And like Mashal explains, what he really meant in the pasuk was that Amos said in Nevuah that that base Yeravam will be destroyed, which means his children or his grandchildren, but he won't be destroyed. But Lemaisa, he was not Makabal, Yeravam was not Makabal. He said, first of all, he never said it. Because he knew there was Avtacha that Yehu would have four Dairis of children, and he was only the third. So he knew he was gonna, it wasn't for him. And he said, Vim Omar, and if he did say it, because maybe we did a chait and Hashem was chayziv in that. Ma'aseh Hashchina Amar Lav Ma'aseh Hashem told him. So he was not mekabel Hashtara because he was zoicha to be counted together with the other malachim. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Tov b'shas kaisel garz baruch hu zoicha zerachamim. Even b'shas when Hashem is angry at Klal Yisrael, he remembers the rachamim. Because the pasuk mentions the word rachamim. When saying that they're not going to have rachamim, it still mentions the word rachamim. Shnema, ki lo oisiv oid rachim es beis Yisrael. So you see, we use the word rachim even in the context of not having Rachmanis, but that is also something. You see that Zoicha is a Rachma. That was in the child who we called Loya Rachim, says the Pasuk Nasa Esa, but still we see we used the Shtik Loshon Rachmanis even at that time. One of the purposes of Golus is to be mar begerim. Shneimar says in the pasuk, "Vizrati ali ba'aretz." I will plant Klai Yisrael in the land. We know when you plant something, more come out. Kumadmi Zareya saw elahaknas kamakurim. Doesn't a guy plant a saw to come out at kamakurim, which is a lot of saw? You don't plant a saw to come out a saw. You plant a saw to get out more. So there was a purpose of having some kind of gerim come out of it by putting Klai Yisrael around the whole world. The pasuk says, "Vrichamti." Es loy ruchuma, and you have to see the end of the pasuk, which says at the end of that pasuk, l'loy avamata ti l'loy ami ata. So the people who are not my ami, they'll be ami ata. So you see Austin's idea that we moisiv ger. Don't tattle on evet to his master. Maybe you will get cursed and get a avera. And next pasuk says, "V'ksiv dar avi v'kal v'asim lo yivarech." The dar is a bad dar, and the mothers are not gebenched. So, mashum da avi v'kal v'asim lo yivarech at hashem, because the dar is not a good dar, you shouldn't tattle on them. So, Mar says, "Yeah, ela filu dar shavi v'kal v'asim lo yivarech." Even if they're bad, and al hashem ever adoinav, you should not even if the adoin knows that, never tattle on the avodim to the adoin, even if the taka are not good. Where do you know this from? No, Mahishaya. See, Mahishaya, Klai Yisrael weren't doing mitzvahs, and Hashem knew it. They were doing Averis. Hashem shouldn't have just supported. You still should always try to protect the Eved. Try to be Melech Yosef for them. Omra Vahishya, Maidach Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Tzidkas, Perzoinia be Yisrael. It sounds like that Hashem spread out Klai Yisrael is a tzedakah. How's that a tzedakah? Tzedakah also calls Baruch Hu Yisrael, a positive woman. It's a tzedakah that Hashem spread them out in all the nations. Behind who? Why is that a tzedakah? We'll see in a second why. Behind who? The Amalehu Mina, a certain guy, a certain Oyvra Varizara, told Rav Chanina, Anan Ma'ilin Menaychu, we are better than you. Ksib Bechum, it says by you, by Klai Yisrael, when they go to war, Kishisha Chadashim Yashav Sham, they were capturing at that time the people from Edom, and it says, Kishisha Chadashim Yashav Sham, Yoyav was a general, Chai Yisrael, Ar Hichris, Kol Zochav Edom. Totally destroyed every single male in Edom. So the Min tells Klai, this tells Rav Yechanina, you know, you Jews, when you go to war, you destroy everyone. V'ilu Anan, Istichu Kavon Kamashani, you're living by us a lot of years. V'loi Kavdin Al-Khubidi, we don't do anything to you. Amaloi, Pasha is going on the Romans, that's what it's going on, something like that, that when they were in Golis, he said, we don't kill you out, we don't annihilate you, whatever that word is. Amaloi, Ritzu, gnarly, we don't annihilate you. We leave you be. Amaloi, Ritzoincha, Yitafilcha, Tamanecha, do you want to, I'll get you someone to answer you. Nitfalei Rav Ishiya. They got Rav Ishiya to answer this min. Amalei, Mashum Delo Yadisu, Heichi Tavdu, because you don't know what to do. Really, you want to kill us all, but you don't know what to do. Techlinen Kulu, kill us all, let's do it. We're not here, we're all over the place. You know, in every city in the world, you can't. It's impossible. So Terry says, "By the back, whatever in front of you want to kill." No, then Karluchu Malchus Akatir. Then they call you a half a Malchus. We do a half a job. It looks like spotty Malchus. It's not good. That's why you don't do it. It's not because you're tzidkis, because you don't know what to do. Amalehu. So he answered. Amalei. He answered. This guy answered him. You know, you got it on the button. Gappa the Ramay. He's made a shua b'shua of his avodah zara. We talk about this every day. This is exactly what we discuss. We don't know what to do. You hit it on the spot. Hashem knows the right way to go, the right way to learn Torah, the right way to bring up Klai Yisrael, and therefore he knew which place to put them. Hashem knew that if he put them in Edom, right out of Golis, they wouldn't be able to deal with the Achzorius of the Romans. He sent them to Babel, to the country of Babel. That was the first stop of the Golis, because Hashem knew that would be a place where they could flourish. Bar Rav Elazar, Because it's deep, it's something that's it's a valley. Shenema, and there you'll be able. And the pasuk says, "Miyach oil eftem and mavas agolem." That's a place where you could have a geula. The lashon of Aramaic of Babel is similar to lashon Torah, and that will cause the hashtakach Torah miyisrael. Torah will not be forgotten. He sent them back to their mother's house. Because, like Rashi explains, that's where Avraham Avinu came from. Avraham or Kazdim Yotza, like Rashi says. So he went back to the family's place. Rashi says Avraham or Kazdim Yotza. So the Marashah speaks out, even though he's born in Haran, but he's born in Ur Kazdim. Why? Because that's where he became Avraham Avinu. That's where the Kifshin Aish, that's where he became Avraham Avinu. So he sent him back to Beis Imam, which is Bavel. Moshe Adam Shakasa Ishtoy Lehechem Shag, where did he send him back to? Beis Imam, back to her parents' house. That's why Klai went back to Babel. Three things were returned back to their place. Elohen Yisrael, Kesef Mitzrayim, and Sav Luchas. The Gemara explains, Yisrael, they went back to their hometown, Hadam Arm. He said they went back to Babel. Kesef Mitzrayim, Dechsev, we know, but after Mitzias Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael took all the money from Mitzrayim. What happened? That was Rechavam was Shlomo Melech's son. It says Allah Shishak Melech Mitzrayim Al Yishlayim. It says Yikach Es Oitzroys Beis Hashem. This is the pasuk Melachim. He took the Oitzroys Beis Hashem. Es Oitzroys Beis Hamelech. Took all the storehouses. Vesakol Lokach. Yikach Es Kol Megine Azav Ashal Shlomo. He took everything. Took it back to Mitzrayim. So they also went back to Mitzrayim with the money. And Ksav Alucha is the letters of Alucha is the Chsiv. Vashabrin Leinechem. And Moshe broke it the eyes, in front of the eyes. Wasn't the eyes? Means the eyes, they saw something unbelievable. That's what means Leinechem. Tana Lucha is this Ruba, Oisei's Parchais. And the Oisei's flew up back to Shemayim. And it was a double nace. First of all, there weren't really Oisei's. There were just holes in the Luchas. But the still was, Oisei's went flying up, and they went flying up. They went back to the place. Hashem's Etzbal Kim. Hashem wrote the Oisei's. They went back up to Shemayim. So you see these three things went up. Back to Shemayim.